Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, parents. We are so grateful that our show is one of your family's picks for entertainment and education. So we can continue to make the kind of shows you like to listen to, we've created a short survey, and we'd love it if you could take a minute to answer a few questions. To take the survey, just go to realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, you'll be entered to win a prize pack from one of our shows. Thanks, and happy listening.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Minecraft Fan Show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Abigail.
Theo.
Dez.
Hi, my name is Carson.
Danielle. Tessa.
Javi. Charlotte.
Do you want to live in a cozy birch forest? Or would you rather make your home on a snowy mountaintop? Maybe you like the desert or a swamp. Or an island full of giant mushrooms. Minecraft has so many biomes to choose from, and some biomes have special mobs, plants, or structures that you can't find anywhere else. Today, our Minecrafters will talk about some of their favorite biomes. So, where should we start?
Jungle.
It's lots of green. Lots and lots of green, lots of trees and stuff, and it's a lot of nature and wildlife.
Minecraft jungles even have a special kind of tree.
They're jungle trees?
I mean, like, duh, it's a jungle.
Jungle trees are the tallest trees in the game, sometimes more than 30 blocks high. Vines grow along their leaves and trunks.
And if you have shears, you can also have the vines. There's, like, a lot of vines in the jungle biomes. You can use your shears to cut down and farm a bunch of vines.
What are vines useful for?
Instead of using ladders, which you have to craft and you have to use a lot of wood for, you can just use the vines as ladders because they have the same purpose. And you can also find cocoa beans, which you use to make cookies, and I love making cookies.
Just like real-world jungles, Minecraft jungles have animals that don't spawn anywhere else.
There's pandas. In the jungle, you can feed the pandas bamboo and they would just sit down and start eating it. If you want, you can keep them in a little pen. And if you throw bamboo on the floor, they will all just gather around and start eating in like a circle.
There are baby pandas too.
I know about that. I've seen the baby pandas before. They're adorable. I love when you are taking a spawn animal. For example, I usually take a spawn cat. I love that sometimes they'll come out as tiny little small ones, and they're so adorable.
Also, in the jungle, now they spawn parrots, which you can tame with seeds until it loves you, and then you can make it sit down, stand up, and when you try to go somewhere, it will follow you by flying. It can also rest on your shoulder, which I think is really cool.
Parrots, pandas, cocoa beans for cookies? Maybe we should live here. What kind of house would you build in a jungle biome?
Most people wouldn't like building a house in a jungle biome because you gotta like clear the ginormous trees. Instead of getting rid of it to use the jungle wood to make a house, I use the tree as a house.
Yes, you can build a tree house, and I like to extend the trees. Make the leaves a little longer. I like doing that. And then you could just build on it. And yes, you can use the vines as the ladders.
Using the leaves and the branches, you can make extensions to make a really big treehouse.
Jungles are one of the hotter biomes, but not as hot as the next place we're going.
Desert!
So in a desert, it's basically only sand. When it rains, it doesn't actually rain out here, it's just dark clouds. So if there's a desert and a forest right next to each other, you'd see the rain in the forest, but no rain in the desert.
Rain! That's our pro tip of the day. When it starts raining in Minecraft, the rain falls on most of the world. Rain won't fall, though, if it's hotter than a certain temperature. Desert biomes are too hot for rain. So are savanna biomes. In these biomes, you see the sky get dark, like it's going to rain, but no raindrops fall. Do you know what happens to rain in cold biomes like snowy tundra? In cold biomes, the rain becomes snow. You can actually step across the border of a cold biome and watch the rain turn to snow and back again. While it's raining, most fires go out. Mobs that are hurt by water, like Endermen and snow golems, take constant damage and might die. If you go fishing in the rain, you'll catch things more quickly. Sometimes, the rain turns into a thunderstorm with flashes of lightning. It's even possible for the player to get hit by lightning, so you might want to get inside. Let's get back to the desert. Is there anything useful out here?
There's lots of cactuses, which you can smelt into a green dye, which is a pretty good color. There's also naturally generated structures like wells. There's also villages. There's quite a lot of those out there. And the most valuable, the desert temple. If you go to the very bottom of it, there's 4 chests full of good loot. I usually get diamonds, emeralds.
Desert biomes also have their own type of zombie, called a husk.
They have sand-colored clothes on, and they're a gray color, so they look very sad. They don't burn in the sun, so you can't just like run away from them and expect them to burn.
It doesn't burn in the sun, and if you get hit, I think it gives you hunger poisoning.
If you decide to ignore the husks and build in the desert, what would you make?
I would build something that kind of looks like ancient Egypt, because it kind of suits the desert.
A pyramid? I would build it either out of birch wood or out of what I found in the desert, like sand or something.
You could actually use sandstone, which is made out of sand. And the sandstone is really sturdy, and there's also sandstone stairs. So you could first make the outline out of sandstone blocks, and then you put sandstone stairs on top of those blocks to make it like really textured and easy to go up.
Maybe put a zombie somewhere to look like a mummy.
There's another biome that's similar to a desert, but a lot more colorful.
Badlands!
If you think of the Grand Canyon, it's basically a pixelated version of that.
Badlands have red sand and mounds of terracotta. The terracotta forms in bands of red, orange, yellow, brown, white, and gray, which gives the landscape a layered look.
It's super cool, and it's different textures, and I like to build with colors that go with each other, like complementary colors. And the colors orange and red, which are usually in the biome, I use often.
We'll visit another biome in a minute, but first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. Use a bucket to get this from a cow.
Milk.
If you want a good light source, get this block from the Nether.
Glowstone.
If you break grass, you might find these.
Wheat seeds.
Use this plus an ender pearl to craft an eye of ender.
Blaze powder.
You swim faster when you're near one of these.
Dolphin.
This enchantment gives a weapon better damage against undead mobs.
Smite.
What biome should we visit next? Let's go somewhere really special.
Mushroom fields. Mushroom fields.
Mushrooms, just like giant mushrooms spawn. And there's like red mushrooms with white dots. And then there's a flat mushroom with just like brown.
In my survival world, I have my base in the mushroom fields because it's really special because this is the only place where hostile mobs don't spawn.
And instead of green grass, it has purple grass because it's unique.
The purplish grass isn't really grass. It's called mycelium, which spreads just like grass does over dirt.
There's also a special mob that spawns there. They're called mushrooms. They're basically cows, but they're red.
Just like red, and it has red mushrooms on it.
And if you get a bowl, and then you just gotta milk the cow, and then it gives you mushroom stew.
Giant mushrooms? No hostile mobs? Cows that give you stew? The mushroom field sounds like a great home. What would you build here?
A giant mushroom made of wool. The size of 100 big mushrooms. Yeah.
There are so many more interesting biomes in Minecraft. It's always exciting to make a new world and see where you start, and then see which biomes are nearby.
Sunflower plains. Sunflower plains. Sunflower plains.
Well, there's like just like a bunch of sunflowers just like there. And yeah, it's cool.
Sunflower plains is pretty much the only place where sunflowers can spawn. It's basically the same as the plains, but with sunflowers.
The sunflowers always face east, so you can use them like a compass.
Swamp.
The trees have leaves hanging down on them, and it has a little water and a little land at the same time.
Disgusting, annoying, and more disgusting.
Ice spikes. Ice spikes. Ice spikes.
There are giant towers of ice sticking up almost like castles, sticking up from the surface. You're wondering, like, how did that get there? And we all know water freezes, so kind of unusual how it would freeze in that formation.
If you don't like the biome you're in, keep exploring. There's probably something totally different right next door.
We run around until we find a place that's just right, and then we're like, oh, this place is not just right. And then just run around and find the perfect place.
How about you? What do you think are the most interesting biomes? Which one is your favorite place to build a home? Now here's a story from Gustavo about taking allies into battle.
So I was really inspired by this one YouTuber. He loved having dogs to help him in battle with mobs or other players. So I tried the idea to get an army of dogs to fight against my friend. So I got my enchanted armor and I got all these dogs. Now, it took me a long time to make them all mine, but when I finally did it, it was done. My friend said, okay, we'll fight each other in 3, 2, 1, and then we go. So he attacked me once and then all my dogs charged at him. He somehow got away on the horse and then he came back with all his armor and arrows and dispensers. He just placed them down and then started shooting my dogs. Luckily, one of my dogs was attacking him and it already got him to low health and he finally died. I won the battle.
On the next show, we'll try some Minecraft science. Until then, here's a challenge for you. Start a new creative world and fly around. How many different biomes can you find in the first 5 minutes? Do you see a forest? Plains? A desert? An ocean? A mountain range? How about ice peaks or a mushroom field? Happy crafting!